What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug.
Hi.
And I'm Karen.
Hello.
And this is Dining with Doug and Karen. It's Tuesday, November 4th, Erection Day.
Oh.
It's Erection Day. I wrote it. I voted.
Yeah, good. I'm going to vote after this.
I done did it. That's your next stop?
That's my next stop.
Good for you.
I'm out of, I don't have to go back to work for the whole day because of this.
Yes on 47 here in California.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what NPR said too. So anyway.
Yeah, if NPR said to do it, then yeah, this, you know, it's not legalizing marijuana, but it's, you know, making it so less people are in jails and prisons because of drug offenses.
I'm with you.
Good.
Any anything that has to do with weed, I will do what you say.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Here, hit this. 2014 is the year, and we're coming to you from the Louis De Palma suite at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, and joining us for...
Chewing and chatting. Can I say
No, I was going to say something else.
Oh.
I was going to say, we're going to eat!
He
jumps
to,
every time.
He tricks me every time. I never know when it's coming.
Yeah. It's the man behind the Improv for Humans podcast, an original Upright Citizens Brigade troop member. Matt Besser.
Hey.
Hey. I'm excited.
Hey.
You're like a legend in my...
Yeah,
of course.
Thanks.
Everybody knows. This is big time for me.
How many mentions do you get in Amy's book? And have
I'm
you
in
read
a couple
it?
Of chapters. I actually... She sent it to me for fact-checking.
Really?
So a couple of the chapters.
Yeah, I'm sure you both have to kind of go over things like...
Yeah.
You were so high during that.
Yeah.
What happened? But I hear it's great.
It's supposed to be so funny.
Yeah. What's it called?
Yes, Please.
Not that you're here to plug her book, but Yes, Please.
Yeah. Just came out.
Amy Poehler.
Yeah. Everyone's going crazy for it.
Yeah, I want to read it.
Funny, good advice. Hey, were you at the opening the other day?
Mm-mm. No, it was on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had a show up in Sacramento. Super fun.
At the Punchline?
But yeah, I missed out. Yeah, Sack Punch. But I missed out on... the grand opening of the new Sunset location.
Yeah, we have our
UCB here in LA.
Oh, I saw that's really cool design on the outside. Looks very nice.
It
looks like a little bit.
It's really
looks a little
fancy.
Like that Emerson building. It's like very nice. It's very.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I don't know what that means. Emerson, well, like the college.
Or it looks like a Shake Shack or something. I mean, it's a very official, artsy looking sign.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Outside.
Yeah. It was, people are like, who was the designer? The designer was like us on emails going, I like that corrugated thing. Well, I like the big red letters. Like, total, like, well, I just have an opinion on that big wooden thing. It's just totally voting and.
Is it going to seat more people? Is it going to be more, is it same intimacy? Is it.
Or not, we're going to keep the old one. Mm-hmm. So, it's about the same size seat wise, but it's like. 3 or 4 times bigger space-wise.
We gotta go in there.
In a teaching space.
Yeah, that's the main reason space. We got it for the... We got 14 classrooms now all together.
That's amazing. You guys don't take kids, do you?
No, but you know what? You can't really teach them improv, but we have so many...
What about teenagers?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you do? What age do they start?
I don't know if we have an official policy, but I know there's... Like Zach Wood started
seems
when
like
he was
good,
16.
Seems like a smart play to start that sort of shit early, because the earlier you become confident with that sort of stuff.
We put Spence in the Groundlings one summer. He's 14.
Oh, yeah?
He loves that kind of... That's all he does. He's just a drama guy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
His high school has a black box theater that's like nicer than my college one.
Oh, I know.
And it's a public school.
The expression is drama queen, not drama guy. He's a drama queen. how is Rodrigo, by the way?
Oh, he's fine. We have a little guy, too. He's 6, almost. And he told me on Halloween, he's sitting there passing out candy in his Captain America outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there enjoying myself. You know, it's just action starting. He goes, Mom, I can handle this with his mask. Go inside and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, relax. Relax with some box wine.
I want to go inside and enjoy myself.
Right. That's part of the fun for you, seeing all the costumes and giving out the candy.
I want to do it,
You don't want to go just sit on the couch.
No, I want to enjoy myself.
He tried to bench you.
Yeah, I was enjoying myself.
I enjoy it, but there's also a lot of pressure to show enthusiasm on every child and
and
know what their costume is. There was a lot of Frozen. What's her name?
Oh, and you don't know the difference between the two princesses.
Right. Oh, there's like 7 or 8 different Disney princesses.
Yeah, yeah, but in Frozen, they double up in Frozen. And
the sisters.
Yeah, I can't.
Was it Esmeralda or something?
I can't remember either. We're the only people in the world that don't know their names.
But Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel. I know their actress names. But
yeah, it's drama queen.
I don't know their character names. Where do you stand on food, Matt Besser? At a winery, grapes.
Where do I stand on winery grapes?
No. Are you a food guy? Do you like? Are you like a normal person, or are you more like Wayne Fetterman?
Here's me with food. Here's my thing. I love to eat food. I can't think of any like particular type of food. Like I don't like that. There might be types of food within a genre that I definitely don't like, but I can't think of like I don't like Indian food. What I don't like to do is when you're at the table, everybody go around and talk about foods that they've eaten that's not there presently and how good it was. There's something that bugs
that's
the crap
weird.
Out of me
People
about
do that.
That
like a dinner party game or something? Or?
No, it's like families all the time. Oh, we were at so-and-so's the other day, and they have the most scrumptious so-and-so that's cooked this way.
Or what about if you make something, you're serving something, and then they say, like, let's say you're serving a baked potato, and they're like, they're eating their baked potato. You know what? I had the best baked potato at such and such. And you're like, well, I just fucking made you one, so why don't you talk about
this one? We were in Italy, where what they do with potatoes
is the best thing I've ever put in my mouth. But
you're a jerk. Makes me nauseous. I don't even know. It definitely has its roots somewhere in my psyche.
It mixes. It is like the idea of like thinking of one heavy meal from the past while in the middle of a heavy or just a regular meal. But like in the middle of one meal, thinking about another meal. I get your point. It's a little gets a little much.
Yeah,
a little gross. And on this show, you know, we don't tell the chefs bring just a little or bring a lot. We just sort of say just bring us a bunch of things we can try.
Right.
And so sometimes we leave here so disgustingly full.
We might be full today.
Yeah. Interesting.
Because this the name of it is.
Yeah. So tell us about our chef today, Karen.
Well, it's a truck called Car. Are they bringing the truck or just
the truck's right out front?
Oh, truck. It's called Carb Nation.
You can look right at it.
Mm-hmm.
Carb and Nation, right?
Carbonation.
Since
they make their own sodas.
Right, but it's also a play on the word carbonation.
But they make some stuff. Let me just tell you one of the things they have.
And it's sandwiches is the carb.
Yeah, they make sandwiches, but they're like those.
I'm sure the truck has a carburetor also.
Banh mi, or is that what this is called? It's like
banh mat?
No.
But what they do have.
Yeah, don't tell us what they don't have.
Well, I can't remember how to say it right. But so those kind of like those Korean buns that you stir.
Bao?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Bao.
But they make a whole bunch of different things. And one of them, it was banh mi. It's B-A-H-N mi, right? Mm-hmm. M-I. They make, and I thought I invented this in my head for Arsenio Hall. A chicken and waffle cone.
What's the cone made out of?
Waffle.
What's the chicken made out of?
So it's that fried chicken inside a cone?
Yeah, that'd be
in a
good.
Cone of waffle.
We're pretending like you
dump a little syrup in there too?
I don't know exactly what's all in it. It looks like more fancy than I thought of. But I was thinking it would be good because we were pretending to buy the clippers. So I thought we'd have those in the stands.
Oh, yeah.
But turns out these guys already invented it. And like Jonathan Gold loves them.
Who makes these?
These guys do.
Are we going to have one today?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm so excited.
Chef's choice.
It's the first thing on their menu.
I'm so excited to try that.
Remember the time we thought we were going to have fried chicken and we didn't have it?
Let's not.
Remember the time we did this at another restaurant? And we did that and then also that happened? We ate it. It was good.
Yeah. It's. I'll tell you, though, doing this show, we've had like a 98% awesome food. Like every once in a while, somebody tries to make us eat bugs. But other than that.
We had to eat bugs 2 times
ago. No way.
We had crickets. To eat crickets.
No way.
I made
they're
everyone
crunchy.
I know eat
they're
not, them.
I didn't think they tasted particularly good, but they weren't bad.
They weren't bad. Yeah.
So this isn't just food trucks? Because that's not
sometimes
a food
it's
truck,
chefs.
Is it?
Sometimes it's personal chefs or chefs from a local restaurant. Mm. You know, now being a chef is like such a big, there's so many TV shows.
Yeah, like there'll be people from Chopped or
we got a
Top
survey.
Top Chef, yeah.
My wife and I just started.
My wife.
All right, that's the last time I ever tell a story about my spouse.
My spouse is dead.
But we got a service that we get dinner made for us by a chef twice a week. Just started that.
Try to
have healthier
Back
food
up.
In our diet.
Love What's this?
That. And who's
you haven't
chef?
Heard about
Let's
that?
Bring
I think
them
it's
in.
A thing.
It is that they come to your house? I mean, they don't just
no,
deliver
they bring
the food?
It made.
Oh, they bring it made. Yeah.
Oh, if it was making it in front of me, no way I want anyone in my house for that amount of time.
Hanging around, cooking.
No way.
Singing to themselves.
You have children
sweating.
As well?
I have a new one just over a year.
Oh, how nice. Mm-hmm. A boy or a girl?
Girl.
Oh, that's very good. You didn't tell. He's got a little baby. Remember who was on the time they go?
I can't believe I didn't mention that.
Oh, why
I
did
usually
you?
Run down the whole, everything about every person that comes in.
A new baby, that's cute. Are you still exhausted by it all?
I do.
What's that?
Are you still tired? When you get that real Looney Tunes feeling when they're new?
Oh, that was never, she was never bad that way.
No, but you didn't get that thing where you had to stay up and, you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I get up every morning around 5:45 now. It's just a norm. It's weird.
Yeah.
He's a good dad.
Thank you.
You can tell. He's getting food delivered.
He's chill. He's got a lot of good
So what kind of food do they
good advice.
Give you?
What kind of food they give me where?
At the food delivery place.
Oh, we've only done it once, and it was, what was it?
It's like a company or like a specific person that...
It's a person, but I think...
Does the person deliver it themselves?
Like, she was like, we don't like this one. I have another friend that has this other one, so I think it's this thing happening.
Mm.
I'm surprised you haven't heard about it.
Well, I've heard of different things. Jenny Craig...
What's his name? T.J. Miller has a personal chef.
Yeah, he has a personal chef. No, they have Nature's Way or something like that, and they'll deliver you some food or Farmer's Fresh.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. You went to that thing. Was it fun?
It was really fun. There's this one chef that we had in here that we met him because he does stuff with T.J. Miller sometimes because T.J.'s fancy like that. He'll hire a guy.
He hires someone to come in the house and cook for him and
cook
a date.
A date or a party or something. And I also got to see Big Hero 6 out at Disney with Andy Windack. He hired him to come in and cook us stuff for that also.
Oh, was that good? We were going to go see it. We missed it.
But this guy started a supper club. TJ's chef. His name's Andy Windack, and he started a supper club called the Coconut Club that happens once or twice a month here in Los Angeles, where they sort of take over the back area of a bar or restaurant that's not open on Mondays or whatever mm-hmm. night they're doing it, and they just put on this whole thing where like there's a host that talks about each course and bangs a gong every time there's about to be a new course, and
it's like the Arclight, it's all tiki food.
Culture. It's all like all the drinks are like in coconuts and have rum in them and all
flaming,
flaming stuff. And then, but we were so stuffed at the end of it.
He makes great stuff.
I took Megan Neuringer because she came on this show and she was so into. All of it. So I was like, oh, you're going to love this Coconut Club thing. And it's expensive to go, but he let me go for free.
What does he charge?
It was a really fun experience. $170.
Wow.
It's not bad.
But like eight courses of food, four courses.
Listen to me. I just opened a whole other theater. That's not too bad.
I compare everything to my Katsuya meals, actually. Oh. I know exactly how much my Katsuya meal costs, and everything's according to that.
All right. Well, Katie Money is here. She's going to grab the Carb Nation folks, whoever's here representing them, to bring us the first round of
So they're going
to
come on air, right?
Stuff. They sit right there at that microphone. Tell us about what they brought.
You can ask them anything you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be about food.
Chefs usually have a lot of personality. That's pretty good. Are you saying no?
They are, yeah.
No,
And when they don't, they still bring delicious food.
They know how to
talk about food.
Remember the girl we had on? Judith?
Oh, yeah, that girl.
She was in charge of our whole show that day.
It's like half of them. Oh, what was her name?
Judith Jones.
She was?
Yeah, remember she just took over.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was like a host and a chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just chit-chatted up.
Oh, yeah, Judith. She's a cutie, right?
Yeah, she was real cute.
There you go.
So are they open for business out there while they're doing this?
I don't think so.
Wow.
They generally just concentrate on us. Plus, I don't know how much action a truck like that would get at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon.
But it used to be that they'd come here and then there'd be the show downstairs, the comedy show, they would stay and then
serve the people now they have coming in and out of the comedy. But it's still neat that they're able to just pull right up like that and take care of this.
It says open. Oh, no. That's the backwards of the comic book store.
The backwards. That's the backwards.
It says open. Oh, no. That's not them.
It says ambulance.
So they'll... I guess they're coming in. I should have given Katie the signal to bring them in a little earlier, but... what have you got going on? I mentioned Improv for Humans. That's your podcast.
On Adult Swim, November 10th through 14th at 4 a.m., I have a parody coming out called In Search of Miracle Man. Rich Fulcher from the Mighty Boosh did it with me, and it's a one-off. But set your DVRs and search of Miracle Man on Adult Swim. The week of November 10th, here comes the food.
And it's every episode is just going to be banged out in that 1 week?
No, they do a lot of infomercial parody. It's a one-off, so they're just playing it over and over again.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So people just need to see the one.
Yes.
Okay,
hi.
Cool.
Hello.
Hey, tell us your names and what's up.
Kevin McKaylee from the Carbonation Food Truck.
And my name is Fatah Vijaya from Carbonation Food Truck.
Hi. I'm Matt Besser.
It is Carbonation.
Yeah. That's what I said, Carb and Nation.
And we said Carbonation.
Yeah, because you like to be incorrect.
Did you get a haircut?
Okay. I did. Always, though. The answer is always yes.
Oh, you always get a haircut.
Yeah, constantly cutting it.
Guys, this looks great. Now, is this called a banh mi?
No. It's
God damn it.
Yeah.
Are we going to get a banh mi today? Because she won't shut up about banh mi.
I don't know. I saw some. What are these called?
These are our belly buns. They're steamed Asian buns. They're little bowls with pork belly.
Bow.
Fuck. God damn it.
Almost a banh mi.
How would you know that? You didn't even look at the menu. Oh.
It was just a guess.
It's so infuriating. Okay, yes?
And we got you some sodas also from the truck.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, sodas.
Yep. So how do you describe the truck to people? That don't, it's Carb and Nation, so it's Carbs and Nation.
And Nation, and,
The nation that loves carbonated soda.
Yeah, we make our own sodas on the truck.
And bread products.
And bread products. We make our own bread on the truck for the sandwiches. Not the bowls, but all the other sandwiches. We proof it. We cook it on the flat top. And it's all done on the truck.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I just sipped the soda. Excellent. A lemon Sprite type almost soda.
Ginger lemon thyme, that one.
All
and
right.
We have a kefir limeade and a hibiscus mint also.
Which one do you want?
Oh, either one. I mean, I'll try the hibiscus.
And this one's
a
what?
It's closer.
Kefir limeade.
It's got a mojito vibe to it, which is exciting.
Oh, God, my mouth is so alive. This is good.
Wow, this hibiscus is crazy good. Because it's like a flavor that you wouldn't associate with
so good.
Carbonation, but it works.
Absolutely.
Mm. So you make a ton of these, huh?
Yeah, we change them all the time, depending on what we can get. So there's constantly rotating the different flavors. And
now let me ask you, do you have a soda stream? How do you do it? We have a soda stream in our house. It's so fun.
We do have a soda stream.
They have a soda stream. Look, it's the easiest thing.
We have an old taco truck, so you can't really hardwire anything in there, and we're running. So, yeah, soda stream was the easiest way to, you know, carbonate the water exactly how we wanted it.
I don't know what that means. I thought you were making that up as a joke. It's a real thing. What's a soda stream?
Soda stream is like
live streaming.
Stream.
You get it off the internet?
It's like it's like a soda making machine so that you don't have to buy sodas.
Yeah, so you put what am I trying to say? Carbonated water.
Water, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know.
Bon mi's. Put that in the water.
You put your bottle in there and it carbonates, so you get yourself some sparkling water.
Mm-hmm. Essentially. Yeah.
And then you can put flavors in it and make whatever kind you want. Mm-hmm. And you can make it at your house for friends. They'd never want to leave.
If I stuck milk in there, what would happen?
Yeah.
I've never had carbonated milk, but that's
okay, I want a piece of that when you guys start making money.
I don't know
that.
If your baby's ready for that yet. Let's start.
Okay, so what's in this bao sandwich thingy?
So we have a little bit of our house mayo on the bottom, some bib lettuce, miso glazed pork belly, scallions, and crispy pork skin. Also some yuzu pickles on there.
See, Matt, when we were saying that there's a lot of food sometimes, this is already a lot.
Yeah, this is a nice filling item, and you gave it to us in a little paper boat that this is what people get if they order this.
Yeah, they
does
they
it get, come with anything or is
no?
It
they get two of those when they order it off the truck.
Oh, you get two.
You get two. Yeah.
Oh, that's a meal right there, because this bread is so heavy, you know, mm-hmm. in a good way. It's delicious. What do you think, Matt?
I think it's really good. Those pickles?
Yeah, they are. We pickle them in yuzu, though, so it has a little bit of a citrus note to it.
Now, you guys get that off of Pickle Stream?
We got all sorts of streams on the truck, just for any occasion.
High technology.
Was there ever a time when you thought about calling a truck Take a Bow?
That would have been a good one.
There's
yeah.
a restaurant called Take a Bow.
Oh, there is?
Ah, okay. We would have got sued.
Perfect. Perfect way to get on the yeah. map.
Now, how many courses do you have planned? Because I have to know how much to eat of this.
Four.
Oh, my God.
The next two are more bites, and then we have a little sandwich coming out at the end, but a smaller version.
Ooh. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about all of it, but I am going to pace myself. I'm not going to finish this one.
It's so good.
It is delicious, though. Well
I
done.
Love it so much. It's good, right?
Yeah,
bravo.
I will eat all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's no one's encouraged to leave anything behind.
So what's the theme? So you have I saw that you had chicken and waffle cone.
We did. We did a pop-up with chicken and waffle cones, and we wanted to kind of do some fun versions of it. So we had an Indonesian version with coconut rice and Indonesian fried chicken, homemade sambal, and pickled vegetables. Then we did our American version with butternut puree. We had an apple coriander slaw, buttermilk fried chicken, figs, fig Guinness reduction, and goat cheese fondue, walnuts. I think I got everything on there. And we made the cones. We put a little coriander in the cones, so it was a little more savory. You got some toasty coriander in there. And
you make those on the truck, huh?
We made them on the truck, yeah.
So your main business is the food truck? Are you also doing catering? Is this a restaurant somewhere?
It's just a food truck right now, mm-hmm. but we have done caterings off the truck. We just mm-hmm. did a wedding last Saturday. It didn't have anything to do with the truck menu, but
so this is why I've always wondered. I have a lot of food trucks in my neighborhood, South Weddington Park. Have you guys ever been there?
Not yet, no.
In the valley, but with all these awesome foods, what if it's a bad day for business? What do you do with all that food at the end of the day?
Good question.
We try to – the thing about a food truck is especially, right. you know, food's usually good for 1 or 2 days. You know, obviously you don't right. want to keep it too much longer unless it's like a braise and it's, you know, actually going to get better. But there's such a limited amount of refrigeration on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we have to worry about. Obviously, if it's not perfect, we throw it out,
mm-hmm.
which ideally is something you don't want to do. But it's not like a restaurant where you have a walk-in fridge where you can, you know, get a bunch of product and stack it in there.
Right.
We have to order daily, you know, just
oh,
enough
yeah.
for that day.
So you are doing that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all fresh all the time.
It's all fresh all the time.
It could be fresher than a restaurant.
It could be, yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Thought of another name.
What?
Wow, bow, bow.
Wow, bow, bow.
Well.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yay, yeah. yippee,
yay. Let's, can you bring us the next thing?
Yeah, we'll go down and grab it.
Thank you so much. This is awesome.
I recognize that guy.
Oh, my God. You do? From where?
Has he been on those shows?
I don't know.
Has he been on a TV thing?
I can check to be if they've got the food truck race thing.
Yeah, food truck race.
It's kind of freaky.
Oh, food truck race came to our park. They were actually shooting there at one point. Because one day there was like 20 trucks, and some of them looked weird to me. When I got up close, you could tell they were fake. And they had a paid audience to be there to line up and stuff.
Really?
And they were staging all this
They were
stuff.
Just set? So that's not for real.
Well, I don't know. I guess they were definitely staging a lot of stuff.
They weren't real trucks all the way. You could say, so they just sort of decorated them, but there was nothing inside?
You could tell they weren't truck. You could tell it looked like it had been made that day. It looked like the set of a sitcom versus a truck that's been driving around and servicing people. That there was like a gleam to them that didn't look right. And then when you got up close, you're like, this isn't set up right.
You sniffed it out. These pork belly things, you know, you hear a lot about pork bellies, you know, mm-hmm. these days. I like this one, how it was made. I don't really go for them too much. They're always like real. They just taste like fat to me, you know. It
right.
tastes like kind of melting. They say, oh, it melts in your mouth, but it's like fat that melts. I don't get it. I like this one. What do you think?
thought it was real good. But seriously, if you wrap that bao stuff around any kind of meat, and I'm good. I love it.
Look at this thing.
It's really tasty. Had one at a music festival a couple weeks ago.
It's like an updated pork bun.
Yeah.
That you get in Chinatown.
Basically. iTunes comment of
pork.
The week.
Oh, what does it say?
Is that it? You just wanted to just yell pork?
Pork.
Mr. Lister wrote on iTunes, I like the sound of chewing. So he's into it.
Oh my god, I do not.
I know, right?
Like no,
that's like the number
this.
One complaint when the show first started, and we've gotten much better at chewing off mic. I was
not me.
I think I've been really good today. I'm totally aware of that.
Yeah, oh, really?
Because it annoys me so much.
Who's the one that hates it so much that came on? Sarah?
Sarah Silverman can't stand the chewing sound.
If someone is on a plane next to me and they're just ripping into their own little private meal that they have before everybody has one, it really can bug the fucking shit out of me if they're chewing as.
Yeah, the loud popcorn chewers in the movies bug me. And loud wrapper crinkles.
Yeah, I don't like the wrappers.
Here's an impression of my aunt eating food. She lets us know.
Do you think she doesn't have sex anymore? You think it's her new sex?
It's our fucking sausages.
The rest of the comment from the Mr. Lister is, these two, I assume you and me, they mean these two kick me in the ding-dong each and every time.
Huh, that could be negative or positive.
I think he gave us 4 stars.
Yeah, it sounds positive.
Mr. Lister, so thanks, Mr.
Thanks, Mr.
Yeah. These guys bite my nuts off every time.
I think we were talking about.
And then
about
they chew them on mic. I'm sure he's referencing something we were talking about. Like the comments that are on there right now, it's hard to choose one because there's lots of fun ones. Lots of people.
That's good.
Responding positively to the last couple
we
of shows.
We gotta do this all the time.
I know.
You're too busy.
It's tough. It's all on me.
You're too busy.
Now it's my fault. But yeah, between you, me, and Katie, it's like...
And Katie's got 80 million podcasts to do a day.
And then I wake up that day and I'm like, oh shit, we need a guest. Who wakes up at 5:45 a.m.? I could bug them early.
Good idea. Well, you nailed it this time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe he hasn't done it already. I also can't believe we're talking about him like he's not sitting right there.
I mean, he's really nice, right?
I choked on the first course and died.
He seems very nice.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, hi.
My first days of college, I'm from the South, and I went to school in the Northeast. People, I never realized I had an accent. I feel like compared to the rest of my friends in Arkansas, I didn't have an accent, Or I was never the guy with the accent. But then my first days of college, people would, snap their head around, where's that guy from?
Thing.
And this one woman... This was in the first week, was speaking to my roommate. I'm sitting there as close as to you guys right now. And I said something to him like, hey, you going to go to the cafeteria at 7? And she turns to him and goes, where is he from? she couldn't ask me.
What kind of rube? She might not understand when you pronounce it.
Ask him where he's from.
Where I'm from.
Yeah. Crazy.
I wanted to ask you a question about UCB.
Sure.
When you started it, did you have any idea that this would be? it's just amazing. I mean, this has become like the place, this has become like a second city situation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just think, oh, we're just going to do a couple of fun shows here and, maybe people, just like, just start anything, but you weren't envisioning to yourself you'd have a theater with 14 classrooms in it.
No, we weren't even thinking about one theater. We just wanted to be a sketch group, when we moved to New York from Chicago. But I think the main thing was we had this type of improv. We had a few things, but that was the one thing we had where people were like, wait a minute, what's this thing you're doing? And no one was doing this type of Del Close long-form improv, Chicago improv, whatever you want to call it. They were doing other kinds of improv and maybe calling it long-form, but they weren't doing the Herald or the form we were doing, and I think it blew people away. I want to learn that, just like it blew us away when we saw it when we moved to Chicago. So the classes and the economics of the classes and the popularity of the classes and then of our shows made it where we had to buy a theater. Everyone's like, you guys Someone just told me this last week, like, yeah, when you guys moved to New York to open a theater, I'm like, no, we didn't do that. That just had to happen. It just, like, we economically had to open it. Here we are, second course, folks.
Here it is. Thank you.
Oh. What is
forks. Yeah, tell us what this is. So the listeners can be jealous.
This is a tiny version of one of our sides. It's baby Yukon Gold potatoes we crisp up, served with a romesco sauce, a little fresh lemon zest, and parsley.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever feel bad these potatoes never are able to become adults?
That was actually brought up before. It's it's like the veal thing, only with vegetables, yeah.
They keep them in small potato cages. It was great.
They're really good. Mm-hmm. We got that thing going on with it for a second. You're like, oh, maybe it's a little too hot.
Yeah, this is a good little snack. So this is like the little side that people get?
Yeah, I mean, the tray's usually filled. But obviously, okay. We don't want to kill you guys here with four horses.
No, God.
Yeah, this is perfect. These are really
they're so crispy.
Delicious. What would you compare them to? Because they're so crispy on the outside and soft on the inside. It's not like any fast food.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a combo of a curly fry and a hash brown.
Oh. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say a rich fat person with a tan.
That's what they taste in Terminus.
Yeah, we
when
try
they eat the fat people.
Try to keep your food a little lighter than your regular, you know, fry food joint. So
it really is light, which it shouldn't be because it's basically
deep fried
tater tots, but they're delicious. Baby tots.
I'll eat this.
Baby tea.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
The sauce is super good.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome.
Bravo. Mm. 2 for 2. And those would be delicious with, you know, some of those with the bao sandwich that we already had.
It's kind of like barbecue sauce, huh?
I think they'd compliment
you. Yeah, a little
nicely.
Bit. Spanish sauce, a lot of good stuff in there. There's some dried fruits and nuts and a little bit of tomato.
Is there more different soda flavors we could try?
These are the only 3 we have today.
I
can mix them up.
Make new glasses of each for us.
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
Because we don't want to share because of the little cootie thing. But
I
would want to try one of the other ones.
Okay, cool. I'll
Which one did you have, Matt?
I really liked mine. I don't know. Ginger something?
Ginger lemon thyme.
Yeah, I'd like to try that one if I could.
Sure.
I'm going to try this one.
Hibiscus mint?
Yeah, and I'll just bring the alcohol.
Yeah, we'll just switch them around.
I can drink it on my way home, too, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste it.
No, that's what I'm asking for. I wanted them to bring me a lot of it, and I'm going to have all of it. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you in a second. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You're going to cook a bunch of stuff?
Yeah, we're going to cook everything. This time, we usually have a lot of people come over. Like, we'll have...
This year, it's just me?
This year, it's just you.
Cool.
And you're invited to your wife and your child. That's one. No, we're having just my in-laws are coming over this time only.
Ooh.
That's it.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, it'll be fine.
Okay. Here's something that relates back to the answer to my first question. I have this thing about turkey, and it plays in exactly what I was talking about. When people talk about Thanksgiving meal, because that's something people do. They'll sit the next day, they'll go... Yesterday we had that makes me want to fucking throw up.
You don't
up.
Like that?
No, I don't. And I know everybody does it. I know I'm the weirdo. But people talk about Thanksgiving meals way too much for me.
I get it. It's gross.
It's a big tradition. Well, they always have to talk about their thing. Like, my in-laws have to make rutabaga. They call it Rudy. Like, we hear probably the week leading up to Thanksgiving the word Rudy, like, you know, 57 times. Gotta get the Rudy. Where's the Rudy?
Yeah, everybody has their specialty that you just gotta hear about.
Gotta get that Rudy going. Where's the Rudy?
The marshmallow fruit salad. Did you get marshmallows?
My famous. It's famous.
We gotta get, and then we'll bring it, and they'll say, you got turnips. And we're like, no, these aren't, these are rutabagas. They don't even know what it is, you know? And it's like, they're pretty much the same thing. Almost looks
Don't
exactly
get me started on sweet potatoes and yams. Because they're different.
They're super
they are different. What are they different?
They
yams
look almost
are
exactly the
yammier.
Same.
Yammier.
but they're different.
Yams is more fun to say.
Normally we have our friends come over, and our friend Kelly and Dan, and they now have four kids that have all happened really fast. So when those guys come over, like last time they came over, the dad was holding the baby, and the baby kicked a beer out of his hand, so a bunch of people got down and started cleaning up the beer, and while he was doing that, the two-year-old was peeing all over our living room. This is all happening at the same time. So then someone's starting to clean that up, and then while they're cleaning up, he just knocks over a vase of flowers and waters
Who's
everywhere.
Who's he?
The baby. The two-year-old again.
That family needs some corks.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Stick a cork in the pee hole, in the milk hole, and the dad's sperm hole after the third baby.
Cork it all up.
Yeah. It's a nightmare, you know? But anyway, then they're not coming this year. So it's going to be very
future
quiet.
Parents,
will it be worse or better? I don't know.
Future listeners, future parents, after two, three, start thinking about the cork. We got a population. We got a population problem on this planet.
Start corking it up for life.
Shove something up there. Potato?
Yeah.
I'm in San Diego for Thanksgiving, of course.
Right, of course.
That's where I'm from. So the night before, I'm going to do a stand-up
How rude
comedy
of me not
show.
To ask what you were going to do Thanksgiving,
well, that's why
way.
I brought it up. So
it is
ask me. So I'm doing a stand-up comedy show at the American Comedy Company in San Diego on Wednesday the 26th.
Is that your home base?
Eve, if you will. That club... opened long after I, like, that's only a few years old, that club, but it is a place I play a lot in San Diego. I like it.
We used to play at the Improv there. That was our big club.
Well, it was out in PB, like two blocks from the beach, and it was amazing. Like, that club's not a comedy club anymore. It bums me out.
It was like a vacation we'd
it's
go
like
on.
A bar now.
Everybody would
Moon
try to go
Doggies.
No.
But all of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com, and, yeah, the thing about these sodas that we're drinking is that if I drink a whole something like this, usually, I get like a stomach ache from how sweet and stupid it is. And this one's really going down nice.
When I was little, I'd always want those orange crushes, maybe like once a year. I want one real bad. Or a Fanta.
Sure. Why only once a year?
Because they make me sick after. Like
like pancakes, you regret it.
Oh, yeah, I get really sick, though. And throw up sick.
Jesus.
But
I think there was some
dye in
the orange
drink. They taste so good in them. They taste so good. I get so sick, I get these horrible stomach aches. But I always kind of just go, oh, maybe this time it won't happen again.
Well, maybe drinking too much of it or something. But yeah, I have stuff like that's why when one of those sounded like lemonade, I wasn't anxious to try that one because lemonade in general just sort of gives me a headache.
I think that's
that
what
can
mine
be
is.
Super sweet.
Yours is, they led with ginger on yours.
Ginger lemon thyme.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm sure, I think I'll like it, but I can also just sip a little of it. And
to be honest, I'm not going to say this from him. I think they just poured a Mountain Dew in mine and threw a parsley sprig in it.
Yeah. That's the kind of trickery you're going to run into with these shifty chefs. But that's a great thing. You take any things like that and put them together and serve it to somebody. You know, if they didn't think of putting those things together, then it's a great thing.
It's yours.
Yeah. Have
you guys heard this new show on MTV called like Sled Doggers or something? It's like Jersey Shore and Wasilla, Alaska.
For reals? It's about sled dogs? That's what they do?
I don't think it's called dogs. It's sled something, but it's called sled something. Anyway, it's basically like Jersey Shore. So I was just looking at the intro of the show today. The intro is like this. This is a lot different than the lower 48. This is a lot different than the rest of the states in the Union. Click on your seatbelts, because you're all going to get fucked Alaskan style.
What? That's what they say in the promo?
That's the intro of their show.
Because all the other shows, you're getting fucked non-Alaskan
you're
style when you watch
Alaskan
them.
You're going to get fucked Alaskan style. Like, can you just say anything on television now?
You can. Like, because
really
they stick the bleep
fucked?
Over it, and they think they're
there's
good
a bleep.
To go. Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. There's
getting
a lot of
fucked
bleeping.
Alaskan style just sounds like fucking with a down jacket on. It sounds not sexy.
I said you're going to get Alaskan king crabs if you do that.
You're going to get fucked. That is so weird.
You're going to get fucked Alaskan
style. That's such an
style.
Aggressive... Like, a thing I've been noticing is, like, especially on VH1, there's just a lot of shows where they think a good promo is to have someone look right into the camera and go, bitches!
Like, they're saying bitches all the time. Yes, like,
they swear so much.
Are they trying to, are they taking it, the word back or something?
There's so much sex. On MTV, they have a show called Are You the One, where you have to guess the, there's 20 people in the room. You got to guess who are the computer matched couples.
Oh, I thought it was going to be more graphic.
By the end of the series, but the people,
like, you grab somebody's dick and guess who it is.
Well, they do practically, but they go in where they want to try out to see if they like each other. They go into the boom boom room and have sex in front of a camera.
Wow!
On MTV. I mean, I sound like I'm
80. I'm not watching this stuff that you're watching. This all sounds great. Oh, thank you. So, ginger, thyme,
and
what's it called?
Ginger lemon thyme.
Ginger lemon thyme.
Yep.
And that's got all three of those things in it.
Oh, yeah. Mm. So this next one might be a little hot. It's a bacon-wrapped Spanish chorizo-stuffed date with a Spanish-style red pepper vinaigrette.
Holy crap.
I like this drink, Matt, and it's like less... It's like they took some of the sweetness out of a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah, we didn't want to, you know, just throw out a really sugary soda. We want you to be able to taste the ingredients and not be, you know, feel like you're drinking a Mountain Dew.
No, it's really good. We're just talking about while you were gone that, like, it's just, like, it's not as when she was a kid, the Orange Crush would make her sick, you know, because it's too sweet.
You get that feeling on your teeth and in your, yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I stepped all over what this is. What are we eating right now?
Bacon-wrapped fig?
Bacon wrap, Spanish chorizo stuffed medjool date with Spanish style red pepper sauce.
What's the stuffing?
Spanish chorizo.
It's good, huh?
Wow. That's really good.
Is this the kind of food, the nice healthy food that you're delivering to your house?
I've had like a date, you know, a bacon wrapped around a date, but then the date being stuffed with something is a twist I haven't experienced before.
Oh, for sure.
And it's delicious. Mm-hmm. That's my word today. Delicious.
It's all delicious.
Saying it for all this stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, good. It's kind of misleading your name, carbonation, because I get it. It's this.
Yep.
But it sounds like it's going to be a lot of carbs.
It is. Did you have that first thing and then the thing we're about to have?
Well, I don't know what we're about to have.
It's going
to
be more carbs.
It's going to be more carbs, yeah.
Trust me.
But there's this, too. So is there other things that aren't carbs, though, besides this?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I guess we did have potatoes.
Potatoes, we have shishito peppers on there.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. A little okonomi sauce and bonito flakes on those. And, I mean, we constantly...
Now you're just making up words.
Yeah. I actually have no idea what I'm saying.
Yeah, the okimami and the mamba bibi and the...
And the mamba bibi?
Yeah, we got the...
You look so familiar to me. It's driving me insane. Would I know you from somewhere?
I don't think so. I haven't been in California too long. Came from Chicago. I worked out there for a little bit.
Have you been on a food TV show?
Not yet, no. Trying to stay away.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? That's a good approach, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody's doing. Mm-hmm. They all want to get their face out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to do it through the food.
Yeah, trying to concentrate more on the food. And
yeah.
Everything that pops up's like, you know, do you want to be on Chopped? It's kind of like, you know, a show that sets you up to fail. You know, give you some oysters and some chocolate and give you,
yeah,
you know, 15 minutes to good make luck, a dish. It's like, good luck. Yeah, exactly.
Although I like on Chopped that even though they give you all these crazy things, like, here's some stuff we found in a drawer, and then they have to eat it.
They do have to eat it, yeah.
Yeah.
But then they critique you, like, you know, yeah, gather these ingredients yourself.
Why weren't you able to turn these doilies into something edible? Wow, that was really...
Tell me more about this chocolate oyster stuff that you got.
Yeah, tell us about that. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Feeling full?
It's good, man.
I'm full.
Want to do the last sandwich?
It's
a sandwich?
Yeah. It's a sandwich, yeah.
Oh, boy. And, quickly, getting back to, what was the deal with when you did the pop-up with the waffles and the chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Just describe it to us, even though Matt doesn't like to hear about it.
I don't even know what a pop-up means.
Pop-up is restaurant chef expression for like where they just show up somewhere. It's like a pop-up restaurant, like it'll just be there for like a night or something and they tell people about it,
right? And like the movie Wedding Crashers. I get it.
He's got it now. Right in
here. No better place to get laid than at a pop-up. Especially if you pretend to be with the groom.
But the fried chicken movie, yep, we're getting to.
Tell us about
is that
it.
On the truck
You know, we brought it back a couple times. We thought that might be something
but
we did once.
Not today.
No.
No, no. We're not having it today, but I still want to hear about it.
I know, but
you told us about it, and I never believe a word you say. So what was it? It was
waffles
in the shape of a cone?
It was actually a waffle cone. So we made the cone, and we put a little toasted coriander in there to give it a little, you know, kind of savory bite to it. And everything was in the cone. So,
but is the cone soft or crunchy?
It's crunchy. Okay. So you hold it just like an ice cream cone, and you can eat it, you know, with the layers. The chicken's on top. It kind of looks like, you know, scoops of ice cream on top. And it's fun. We give you a fork. Some people just go right into it. And some people use the fork to scoop it out like it's in a bowl.
And people put maple syrup in there at all?
We layered the whole thing. Like the American the American one had we did a butternut puree on the bottom with some amaretto in it, apple coriander slaw.
Butternut puree? That's...
A buttermilk fried chicken. We made a fig Guinness reduction, and we had fresh figs and candied figs on there too. Goat cheese fondue and some toasted walnuts on top of the American one. And then we did an Indonesian fried chicken version, which is marinated with Indonesian spices, cooked in coconut water, and then fried with coconut rice, pickled vegetables.
Well, if that's ever happening again, please let us know. And nice try today and all this other stuff. No, but then Karen and I are both excited about that. So if you ever do it, let us know. We'd love to try that.
Definitely.
And,
do people ever eat the chicken cone by biting the bottom of the cone off and then sucking the chicken through the bottom?
I would love to see
like
that.
Like a chicken funnel.
Like some weirdos do that with ice cream in a cone, right? They do it that way.
Oh, yeah, those guys are weirdos.
Of course.
Super weirdos.
I mean, I've never done it. Come on. Come on, guys. That's crazy.
Seems like a lot
that
more work.
That wouldn't be good.
It doesn't seem to be designed for that. Excuse me. So let's go ahead and go for that last sandwich.
Cool.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Oh. I've had plenty of food, though, already.
Yeah, you guys just don't make some waffles and put it on. I mean, you hear all the stuff these guys do. They rattle it off like it's like. You
know. Butternut squash puree inside a waffle cone and other stuff on there. That just sounds too good to be true.
It sounds dynamite. Remember that old saying?
I do. Remember that magazine?
Oh, yes, dynamite. You get it from Scholastic, Matt. You get it from the book orders.
Remember bananas?
Yeah.
Bananas. I was ground floor on bananas, I think. I think I got a subscription like right immediately when it came out. And
I thought it was pretty cool. I think
it's probably a bunch of, looking back on it, it's probably a bunch of hooey. It's probably just like a bunch of PR articles, you know, like just promoting different things that you can buy.
I used to love it, though, whatever it was. I think I thought it was hilarious.
I loved it. I thought I was like, oh, you know, Barbarino's on the cover.
That's the thing. Like,
Epstein.
Like, when I was a kid, there was nothing funnier than Welcome Back, Kotter.
You know, she just died,
parents
right?
Yeah. Marcia Strassman. But my parents would roar laughing at it. All my relatives, adults. And now when I see it as an adult, it is ridiculous how...
Is it awful? How,
it's the same jokes every week. They all come in and they have their own separate shtick that they do. And then every once in a while, there's an episode where they all wear a costume. So they each prance in with their costume on. That's and, you know, those are always fun, I guess. But, boy, it was... And Kotter told
Horseshack.
A shitty joke at the beginning and the end of every episode.
My
Horseshack
uncle.
Was the funniest character, for sure. But he just had a few different beats. Oh, oh, oh! And, like that laugh. Like, each of them had two things, and they had to do both those things at least once or twice in every episode. And it was, like, the fact that professional grown comedy writers were responsible is unbelievable.
But then I'll see something like Green Acres, I think it totally holds up. Like, I think, this is really funny jokes and really makes me laugh still.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that the characters there were also kind of one-note caricatures, but they were more... It was a more complicated note. Like that one guy that would always, everything he say is, well, it's a good day, but it could be a better day. Yeah. But I've seen
I'm
worse
not saying
days.
It's the best day. I've seen every day.
Yeah, and he just goes off every time. And it's just like, at least it's different.
Did
he
they
says
have
different
a live
things.
Audience?
Green Acres? No.
No, they didn't.
My favorite was Mr. Douglas. Mr. Haney.
Douglas? Yeah, that guy has a very funny voice.
But, you know, on some of those old ones, like the, like Welcome Back, Kotter, it was. What? It was all, you know, they walk out and it was like half the show was applause, you know?
Right, yeah, their entrances would get applause. They all either walk in together, like the Marx Brothers with their arms swinging and a hand on each other's shoulders, or they come in separately and each get a big applause. And it was just the dumbest.
That was basically
it was the
how, let's see
show.
How we can get applause rather than laugh.
It was so dumb. I mean, they were all charismatic actors, I guess. And what's his name? You know, he had his shtick, Kotter himself.
Cotter
Kaplan,
himself.
Gabe Kaplan, who's a very nice man. I've played poker with him a couple times.
He's a gambler, right?
You say he's a nice man, and I don't know her name, Marsha. Mm-hmm. All her articles, she hated him.
Because she
wouldn't shut up about how she hated him.
Well, she was definitely way too pretty for him to be his wife, like in a real life situation.
Yeah,
and,
I guess.
And their scenes were always just him telling her a joke and her having to be like, "What, honey?" And her character was always just kind of putting up with it, like she didn't even seem to love his jokes. So
I could see that really.
It's not his fault, but well, he created the show. I mean, you know, I smell that she over time was like, "You're not giving me enough to do," and him probably even trying to.
I didn't realize
stomp
he
her down
that
even
show.
Further. Was you know, it was like one of the early. First times they built a show around a guy's shtick, like he was, his stand-up was about being a former teacher or whatever, I think.
Or Chico and the Man, wasn't it?
Some of the insults they say are stuff that like he got from when he was a teacher. So like, but they were just so random and stupid, like up your hole with a mellow roll. Doesn't make any sense.
Up your nose with the rubber hose makes more sense.
Well,
how
I mean, at least, but a
that?
Mellow roll was a thing that nobody, it was not an item you could get anywhere when Welcome Back Kotter was on.
Is it like a ho-ho?
I don't know what it is. But it was, you know, it was just a kind of, but it, you know, had a nice sound to it and rhymed with hole.
What a burn.
Mellow roll. Yeah, but they'd say those things all the time, over and over again, the up your nose with a rubber hose. It was like on Happy Days, they said sit on it constantly. It's like, really? You decided that this one microcosm of characters in Milwaukee in the whatever it was supposed to be, the 60s, all said something that's like a dirtier thing than anybody says to, like the reason it's funny now is because it's more suggestive than people would have been saying at the time.
They weren't allowed to say.
Constantly say sit on it. Like,
does that mean
like
my
a kid
dick?
To their parent? Sit on it. Yeah, it's like just a, it's just a.
It could
suggestive.
Be your, it could be your thumb.
I used to have
like, it's kind of like sit and spin or something.
With that phrase on it. Sit on it, Potsy.
Yeah, Potsy.
It was always Potsy.
Yeah, they're always telling Potsy to sit on it. And it's just like, sit on what? Like a pole, a post or a
sit
dick?
Sit on
or...
my big penis, Potsy.
Yeah. Yeah. But
my
they were,
face.
But they were saying it all
I'm
the
sorry.
Time.
I'm sorry. We just started getting filthy.
Yeah, I don't even know what in my head I thought that meant. Sit on it.
Sit on it.
Yeah, I guess like, you know, you could sit on a thumbtack or something, you know, or...
You're right, though. It was filthy. They didn't care back then. They couldn't
well,
say,
they cared.
Buckle
they just,
yourself
they
in
just,
and get ready
that
to
other
get
expression
fucked
used,
style.
Yes, exactly.
That they other one they used creative. To say, come on my face, Ralphie. I never knew what that meant. I was like...
Ralphie!
Just
come on my face and mouth.
That was
Ralph.
Ralph Mouth.
Ralph Mouth.
Oh, God.
I still can't get over
and
that.
Mrs. C.
I still can't get over
you know what Mrs. C stood for?
That an episode, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
an episode of Happy Days introduced Mork from Mork and Mindy. Like, that's how that Mork happened, is because in an episode of Happy Days, they decided it'd be a good idea if a frenetic alien suddenly appeared to in front of Opie.
Yeah.
Did they not have the spinoff planned at that point, and that's how they introduced
it?
Yeah,
pretty much. I think that was like the kind of backdoor pilot or something.
What a weird backdoor pilot, because that's not even the same time period.
Right, and they just had to integrate this character that, like, why is there an alien in Milwaukee?
So then he landed in the 50s and then shot to the 80s or whatever?
And yeah,
that was later
some
then.
Explanation that he came back another time. Like Orson sent him back from Ork to do another mission or something.
That shows back.
There was a... I think there was a... Wasn't there a... maybe I'm thinking of another show, but I thought there was it wasn't a pilot, but there was an episode where Tom Hanks was on Happy Days just for one episode as a kind of a major character, but maybe I'm confusing it with he was like the alcoholic uncle on Family Ties.
Speaking of Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, they were all tied together. They had characters.
Yeah, this
that
weird thing where they talk about Hooterville and, you know, going from town
Beverly
to town.
Hills
they were
did.
All like. Yeah, they were all connected in some strange way. Oh, this looks crazy good.
Now, is this a banh mi?
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's actually our mini version of our flatbread sandwich that we do in the truck. The flatbread we actually make in the truck. We prove it. We cook it to order. A lot of our sandwiches we do it to order. That's why it takes a little longer than your average food trucks. So we cook it from raw dough. Put in a flat top, cook it until both sides cooked, and then it has sriracha aioli, pepper relish, Korean short ribs. It's marinated at least 12 hours. And then with a little bit of arugula, scallions, and cilantro.
Oh, my God. Let's check
I just used this, the
it's good.
Toothpick to pick out a piece of the short rib. It's so good.
Oh, that's a toothpick? I thought that was my least favorite ingredient.
Yeah. Enhance the flavor a little bit of stick. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm.
That is so good.
Nice and spicy.
Just the right amount though, not
mm-hmm.
It'll leave a little nice aftertaste.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, we do have also chicken version of that, but with like we do achiote braised chicken with mole. We make our own mole too. It has coleslaw in it with lime aioli, and then also avocados with queso fresco for who don't really eat beef. We do have the chicken version of it too.
Is there mint in here too?
No, it's actually basil and cilantro that's folded into the relish.
It's minty somehow. Minty? Really good. What time do you guys get up in the morning and start cooking all this stuff, get it prepped?
It varies. Like about around 6 o'clock in the morning to 7. Because we have to
I'm just thinking with the baking, of the making bread and everything.
Because we have to pick up a lot of different ingredients on different places. So it kind of takes a little longer than usual.
In the truck?
And then
you drive the truck all over town picking up all this stuff?
No. We divide it normally. My partner Kevin is the one who's always driving the truck. Picking up the ingredients around LA, I pick up the ingredients around my area. So we just kind of meet together and start prepping that day for the day.
Do you ever go to Santa Monica?
We do. We do go to. We used to go to 26 and Penn.
Yeah,
we used to go to there a lot.
You don't go there anymore?
Not as often anymore.
Oh, come on. Come by for a little while. I've been there till 2 months.
Yeah, we do go to Santa Monica area a lot too. So either 26 and Penn, or we go to like the Reserve. It's like a complex for like employees mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So they have food trucks over there too. So yeah, it depends on the week schedules.
We'll call. So maybe you want to come over sometime.
Yeah.
What's your nemesis food truck?
Ooh. Everyone? I'm just kidding.
I know there's a banh mi truck that comes to our place.
Yeah.
That's
got to
be it.
That's
got to
be it.
Jerks. But like, you guys get along with other food trucks, or
yeah, we do.
You order you kind of offer something different enough that probably you don't have somebody too similar around most of the time.
Yeah, that could be an advantage or also a disadvantage for us in a way, because as you can see it, like our food is a little bit more like a little bit of restaurant-y kind of food, and for some people, kind of they'll be afraid to kind of try what is arugula kind of thing or what is a majol date. But for people that actually they know about the ingredients and they're excited about it because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to use different ingredients from different places, from different countries and make it in one good sandwich.
Does the menu say, like on the side of the truck, like all the littler things that are in there? Or is it more just a basic description and then you put a lot of other ingredients that you don't get into?
No, we actually write everything.
It's all out there?
Yeah, it's actually all
that's
out
great.
There.
Because sometimes with food trucks, like I ordered like cheddar bacon fries at a food truck at a music festival recently, and then when they gave it to me, it was covered in sour cream and jalapenos, which like for a lot of people would be like, oh, that'd be a pleasant surprise, probably.
Right?
But it wasn't on the menu. They never mentioned it to me. That's pretty invasive.
Yeah, that's true. Especially jalapeno in there.
Jalapeno and sour cream are two things I would never put on French fries, and they just covered it with it. And I was like,
yeah,
why, you know.
Yeah, because I think it's important.
Why even attempt to bring me even half of what I ordered? Just
exactly. Put some chocolate and oysters in there.
Yeah, because you always want to know what you're eating because you don't know what they're allergic to, kind of thing. So that's what why we want to kind of.
Do you guys put pollen or cat hair in your food? That's what I'm worried about.
He's really having problems with that. He's really having trouble avoiding those things when he eats.
No.
For me, it's spicy, and I love spice. I like it a lot, though.
No, it does leave a good aftertaste, that one. You like that one,
that's
too,
That's when these sodas come in handy.
Yeah, to wash it down a little
bit. It all goes
good
with the sodas.
I like it when I can see a photo of my food. I don't know if you guys do that, but that's my suggestion for all food trucks because I don't know the ingredients.
Right, and then you
get something based on reading it, and then it comes out, and you're like, whoa.
What is this?
What's this?
Yeah, no, exactly. We do have pictures.
That happens in restaurants probably more than food trucks.
Yeah.
I like to see a picture.
Yeah, we try to put our – because our menu is a little bit seasonal, so we kind of change a lot of, like, especially, like, the sodas. We do different types. At that moment, we have passion fruit habanero, if you like spicy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did have that for a little bit. Strawberry basil balsamic also, mango calamansi. So for certain things, we have the pictures that we know. Like the pork belly buns is one of our best sellers. Or yoshiori chicken sandwich, those are our best sellers. So we have those pictures on the truck. But like we do also specials like the fried chicken waffle cones kind of thing, the dates and all that kind of stuff. We do specials. We don't really put the pictures on right away unless we know it's starting to. Yeah, it's starting to, like, if people get attention of people, we do that.
So do you guys have to have a special license to drive those trucks?
Like driver license? Or well,
yeah.
Just regular
like a
license?
Regular driver, like a truck license or something? So no, anyone
it's just
can
like
just
a regular car license. You can just get behind the wheel of one of those things and drive
one of those huge monstrosities.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You just go ahead
I
and
bet
just
you there's
drive
some
them through the streets
drivers
of LA.
Out there
yep.
Driving
traffic
food trucks
off LA.
Badly, yeah.
Just lovely.
Are there off-road food truck drag racing stuff? Like where you guys do some underground
demolition
shit?
Derby with food trucks.
Shit, yeah.
Whoever loses has to stick their hand in grease.
In the fryer. It's only 350 degrees. Nothing higher.
I think, I bet, like, when I, because these guys are obviously, they're above a lot of the other food trucks. They drive up, and there's one of these burger, you don't even talk to those guys in the burger trucks.
No, we
Come
do.
Come on, you look down on them.
We do. We're friends with all of them.
They
no,
reek
we're
just
burger.
Like a regular truck that they're making burgers in. What's special about that?
This would be good. You could, you know, if you were a hitchhiker, this would be the best people to pick you up.
I don't even think we've ever had a burger chef or truck on the show.
I'm so full, I can't remember.
When you see a burger food truck, if they don't
Maybe
try
sliders.
To make it special,
well,
you're like, why?
Slide.
What are you doing? Yeah. Really? That's your dream? Just a straight-up burger, no theme, no angle?
They want to make the best one in the country.
What
so,
a burger.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had egg sled on here. They made one egg on top of a hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
That place is really good, too. That's in Grant's.
Egg on top of the thing is a great
call. It's a cool spot over there.
Egg slut.
It's popping right now.
Slut.
Egg slut.
Yeah. Yep.
Slut.
Yep.
They do a lot of egg shaming over there.
He just gets out. I've
well,
got it.
I actually criticized those guys and got accused of egg slut shaming. So.
I think that's all the questions I have.
I think I'm good, too. I mean, you guys, what's your...
Oh, Twitter handle.
Carbonation, all spelled out. C-A-R-B-A-N-D-N-I-T-O-N. So, add Carbonation.
Carb and Nation.
And Nation.
And Nation, yes.
And you guys are always tweeting about where people can come and meet up with you in the L.A. area?
Yeah, we normally do that. We also update our schedule on our website, which is www.carbandnation.com.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So yeah, we update our schedule normally a week or 2 weeks ahead, and but our plan for this winter, we're actually going to take a break for the truck for a little bit because we are actually going to do a little bit of research and development for our the next year one because we're going to change the menu a little bit, and you know we're going to do because we also do a private events and catering for holidays. Uh-huh. So winter time normally for food trucks, it's a little bit slower time because there's no events or stuff like that.
Oh, right, yeah. Whatever events you're going to, it's like
exactly.
That's the point is there's going to be food there, not a truck outside.
So we're going to utilize that moment to do a research and development. You know, we're going to try to go to different cities, different sandwiches, see what we can come up with.
Take some R&D time. You deserve it.
Eat your way through the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You should do.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Bring it back to us.
Yeah, let us know what you're coming back with.
26th and Penn.
We'd love to.
26th and Penn.
We'd love to do your whatever menu you guys come up with if you want to come by and run it by us.
For sure.
We'd be happy to, yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very
guys.
Much. Appreciate it.
Really amazing.
All right. And Matt, you've been nothing but trouble.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Worst guest ever. There you go. Thank you. Carb and Nation. Go check it out.
Or look for them throughout the world, tasting your food.
Yeah. I mean, did he just say that they're going to come back with a new truck? Like, is are we doing all this promotion for a thing that's going to be defunct in a few weeks?
No, they'll be doing they'll new
menu.
New dishes, yeah.
Yeah, new dishes, okay.
Now, these guys aren't the kind of guys that just sit back and just keep doing the same thing. They want, they're obviously.
Right? They seem
but now, you
innovators.
Know what I'm going to say when I'm not doing anything? I'm doing research and development
yeah.
right now.
I'm in R&D right now.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm just eating.
Going to come up with some great things. After I sit on the couch for
watch
a month
some
or
movies.
Two. Matt Besser, Improv for Humans on the iTunes.
Yeah, in search of Miracle Man. You can find out info on mattbesser.com about both those things. Really appreciate you guys checking into that, DVRing it.
Yeah.
Adult Swim.
I've been getting into that Adult Swim a lot more lately.
Yeah. Yeah, these things are talking about.
They're up
doing
all night or?
I've been looking at it online.
They do these parodies of infomercials. We're one of many, but the cool thing is when you start watching, they just look like a real infomercial. So they kind of do that on purpose to kind of, if people get it, they get
mess
it.
Mess with all the stoned yeah. and drunk people
that,
watching that late.
You know, you ever see this dump and bake, this dump cake lady, she's called, dump cake?
Is this real one?
I don't know. No.
I don't know.
Dump cake can't be a real thing. Is it?
I don't know.
Sounds like a parody one.
It sounds like it. It does, I thought it was real, but now that you say that.
Don't trust anyone.
People will tell us. Tweet at us if that's real
or not.
Check
that out.
Yeah. Anything to add, Karen?
Well, I would if I knew the day that it airs, but our new show is called Straight Out Report on Logo. The one I'm working on, and it's
Straight Out Report.
Straight Out Report. It's with Stephen Guarino. You know him, Stephen Guarino from Happy Endings, and then Mikey Winfield. You know him; he's a comedian.
Uh huh.
You know that guy?
Of him.
What's that?
I know of him.
I thought you said love him.
Love him. You know that guy? Love him.
They're super.
Love
funny.
Him.
Anyways, it's like Weekend Update, but with a gay guy and a straight guy, black guy, white guy, and then it's their take on pop culture.
Wait, that also sounds like Weekend Update. I don't know if Colin Jost is
that,
a gay. But
that just happened on
yeah,
accident.
Weird timing, yeah.
But, yeah, so it'll go up and, well, oh, no, it'll air Friday, this Friday, actually. Friday night on Logo, 10 o'clock, I think.
Here's what I think is weird about SNL's Weekend Update, is they get these two guys in there together. They don't have any kind of rapport. They didn't know each other, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of knew each other from working on the show for a year, I guess.
Okay.
But, they're both just featured players in the opening credits, and they're the co-hosts of Weekend Update.
How like can that be possible?
The most important, like the thing.
Oh,
that,
so it's like not giving them confidence, like
it's
saying
weird
we're really trying you guys out.
That they're still just featured players, because I mean, the one guy, Colin's already been doing Weekend Update for a while, and now, anyway, it's kind of weird.
Chris Rock was funny.
Was he?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that one yet. I heard that his opening remarks were controversial.
Yes, he had controversial ones.
What did he say, like 9/11?
Yeah, like he talked about the Freedom Tower, but it was super funny what he said. If you guys want, I can't obviously do his material, but
yeah, you can.
No,
I like the spin you put on it.
He'll never
Freedom Tower. Freedom Tower.
He just says it. Why? He's never going to go in it. It's like a building he's never going to go in. You know. Like, why? He goes off on it. It's really funny. But then
they have bathrooms in there or something? You might have to go in there sometime. Walking down the street. Damn it, I wasn't going to go in here.
Yeah,
but I really got to pee.
He could have added that.
He could have.
Yeah, it was funny, though, you know, because I don't know. I struggle with that show now, so I'm a little bit.
What show?
SNL sometimes. Oh, it's just.
Jim Carrey had some fun moments on his episode. It's just a tricky thing to pull off for 40 years, always having a funny show every Saturday, you know?
I know. It's just gone. I think
it should be all improvised.
The cast has turned over so much, you know, a little bit. But, you know, I think
it's in a tougher transition period than they've had in recent years because they kind of lost some good ones altogether that also seem to have kind of a unity. But
I like a lot of
the cast members that are on there now.
He's
and there's some class, you know, Bobby Moynihan's still around. That guy, that fucking drunk
Kate
uncle thing. And she's great. Jean. Yeah, she's fantastic.
She
And I thought Cecily was good at the news. That was a weird demotion to me. I thought she did a fine job of reading.
I haven't
news
watched
stories.
It in a couple of years, so I have no comment. I did think John Mulaney was gonna be the the heir apparent that years ago, but I guess that didn't happen.
Right. Yeah, that seems like that should have happened, but he got that sitcom instead.
That's too bad for him. Because that went. Is that already
with Marty
done?
Short? I don't think so. I think it's still going. Watch it, you guys. Watch Mulaney.
I know.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. They're making that seem like the worst show on television. It's not. It's not.
You know, it's just it's what happens when, you know, expectations aren't met. Sometimes people.
But there's so many horrible television shows on it. No one even says anything about.
But people love to, like, say stuff like, that's the worst show on TV, you know, about
they
something. Because they watched
it.
A few minutes of it and didn't like it. You know, it's like, well.
Such a like.
You're
funny.
Not watching enough TV if you think that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
You know, gets much worse. But I haven't seen it yet. I'm kind of scared to watch it because I like John a lot and Martin Short a lot and another dude I know is on there and I just people just keep saying it's awful. It's like, what are you saying that for?
Why are you saying that to me for?
Yeah. What did I do to you?
I love him.
Which one?
That's what you said about Mikey Winfield.
I love him.
I love him. I love him so much.
But his name's Mike, middle initial E,
yeah.
Winfield.
Yeah.
When you say it, Mikey Winfield.
And Steven Garino.
Sounds like
for anyone who knows
Mikey.
Those two guys out there to watch the show.
Yeah, okay.
Straight Out Report. It's going to be good.
And you don't know the date, though?
No, Friday. It just
this Friday?
It just hit me. I say Friday, 10 o'clock.
Oh. Friday, November 7th?
Yeah, just sneak it up on us right now. That's why.
Well, yeah. Check that out after you watch... Doug Dynasty live, not live, but streaming on Netflix.
Hey, you watch
starting
that.
Starting November 6th, this Thursday. Can't believe I didn't mention it till now.
Thursday.
Yeah, I'm on Netflix Thursday.
Perfect. Wow. Good.
Yeah. We'll see.
I think it'll go well.
For Katie Money, Karen Anderson, and Matt Besser, this is Doug Benson saying, bon appetit, motherfuckers.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean, we dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie's dog and mommy.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.